What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan, and Dylan is chilling behind the glass. We're going to talk about Ronald Acuna and that IL list he's going on momentarily in the front page. But we just played that interview with Falcons GM Terry Fontenot. You guys are always saying you got to listen close to hear what these guys are really saying without saying it. Did you glean anything off of that conversation with Terry yesterday?
Some, but it's such a weird time because, you know, I was talking to Abe at practice yesterday, and we were talking about the interview, and I was like, you know, Terry did his press conference, right? And I feel like there's so many – like, I wasn't going in there saying I want to ask about Kyle Pitts because I don't have anything to ask about, or I don't really care. There's so many –
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, there's so many surface things that get asked in press conferences because you're asking a – what many would seem to be a fluff or dumb question, and you're hoping that that person will expound on it. I wanted to ask, like, nuts and bolts stuff, like things that you don't think about, because this is probably one of the – and I know it sounds silly, but one of the more relaxed interviews you're going to get from a GM, because he's put 90 guys out there. They have 91 because Troy Anderson's on the pup list right now. But he's put 90 guys out there, and he's working out on the side. And
well,
he's
I was
like,
thinking – when he said 91, I thought he was talking about the international pathway.
Maybe, yeah, I guess. I know that there's you're supposed
neither
to
here nor there.
Try 90 to camp, but and that's a practice squad thing, but maybe that's what it is. And you've got your team, and you want to see who rises and who falls, and then when camp kind of gets through, then you kind of you guys are going to be cut, and you have some guys surprisingly cut or on the trading block, and then you kind of go back to work, right? So you're kind of just at ease, you know, but there's still so much going on because you're paying attention. And I think it's quietly busy for a GM, whereas we think it's not as busy. And I wanted to get some insight on that. And he talked about all the meetings he has. I mean, he told us that when him and Raheem meet, and it's a very long day for the GM, just like it's a very long day for the coaching staff and the players. And I tend to think that we don't think about it like that.
I wanted to really get a better idea yesterday from both the people we visited with, and you'll hear Caden Ellis coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. We had our conversation with him after practice yesterday, but I wanted to get a better understanding of how they make everything fit with all these moving parts. And Terry, obviously, at the helm of that, and, you know, you get a year two head coach and a year one defense coordinator, but a year three linebacker. Like, how do you make all of these things fit together time and time again? And I thought he opened up well about that, about, you know, the meetings with Jeff Ulbrich, and he talked about Devon Diablo kind of being the prototype of a linebacker that they want, a long safety-like, you know, fast player that, you know, has some twitchiness and things like that. And we ended up talking to Caden after practice as well about how he kind of fits back and how he kind of understands different defenses. So that was really what I wanted to take away from both interviews, and I think both of them addressed it really well.
Real quick on Caden, we talked every time we lose or it's a bad game, they're like – we'll talk to Bass, and he's like, yeah, you guys got Caden Ellis and Bajon. And I'm like, or like Caden Ellis and Drake. And I'm like, because those are the guys that are like, all right, yeah, we're going to give you Jake Matthews. I'm like, and I'm not ragging on those guys, but it's these guys that they know will talk.
Right.
Right. And they'll won't. I remember we had Devondre Campbell after a loss one time in Cleveland, and Devondre's like, yeah, we didn't take this game seriously. And I was like, well, I'll never get him again.
hit the mute button. And, somebody help.
But Alex, so when they gave us Caden, I knew he would be good. He went so in depth on questions, and he was so forthcoming. You do not want to miss an interview at 7 o'clock. I was blown away because I was like, okay, your answers were way better than my questions, dude. Like, way better. So thank you for making me feel good about myself.
Well, just a reminder that Falcons training camp, obviously, it is here. We're in the thick of it through August 13th, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will bring you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with us, the Morning Shift, the Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then when practice wraps up, you can join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp is going on now through August 13th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't want to talk about it, but we got to talk about
it. Yeah.
Braves. Yeah. Lost to the Royals, 9-6. Marcelo Ozuna homered, brought in three. Austin Riley also went deep. Eric Fetty made his debut last night for the Braves, fell behind 4-0 after two innings. So, Ronald, this is the part I don't want to talk about. He left during the sixth inning due to tightness in his right Achilles tendon. He's on the 10-day IL and will miss the Speedway Classic.
Hits just keep coming. I don't even know what to say anymore about it. I mean, it's unfortunate. It was unfortunate that you got 14 hits yesterday and you lost the game because the bullpen absolutely fell apart, and Fetty was what you expected out of Fetty. But it just is what it is, man. Hopefully, and this is what I've been talking about, I'm looking towards 2026, and if Ronald Acuna has issues moving forward, then that's already going to make me want to be sick to my stomach as you look towards next year. So it's continuation of everything I feel like keeps happening in this franchise.
You know, you watch Ronald's press conference, and obviously he used the translator because he wanted to make sure he said everything right, which I completely get and understand. It doesn't feel good. He's visibly upset. You know, you hear Snitker and you read the Braves comments and you're like, oh yeah, we'll see him next homestand. And then you read or you hear his words and you're like, this is bad. Mm-hmm. So I have no feeling on this right now. No, I don't know what to gauge because I don't want to overreact because I'm normally not an overreactor when it comes to this team. But I'm worried because if he tore his Achilles, you will not see him until 27. And now you're into, if I'm not mistaken, the club option years. And I really don't know how I know where the fan base stands, and I'm with them on wanting to see him in his career with the Braves. But I don't know how you move forward in a long-term contract with Ronald Acuna Jr. if he misses most of 21, is not healthy in 22, most of 24, most of 25, and then all of 26. I'm not sure how you resign him and justify it to a big-money deal. And I think he could get some more somewhere else. I just don't know where this would put you. Because I think some team could probably pay him more and say DH. And you can't. You don't have the money. You've never going to have the money as long as you're owned by Liberty Media to do that.
It's very unfortunate. Obviously, we'll keep you updated on anything we find out about the Ronald Acuna situation. Now, DJ Lagway has a calf strain. He's in a walking boot as the Gators will start fall camp.
I'm curious to get your perspective on this. Does this worry you at all? Because
I feel just like Ronnie.
Yeah, it's like
always okay. Something.
There is a lot resting on this dude's shoulders.
I love this kid. Everything about this kid is one of the best human beings you'll find in a team atmosphere, and just in general, does the right thing with NIL money. You know, he's very generous with his time and his money. He's been very charitable. He's a freaking stud. Big kid, big arm, can move, smart. The team rallies around him. The leader. But he missed time last year when you know that Texas game he missed. He's 6-1 as a starter, by the way. Damn. But he missed time with that hamstring pull. And then he comes back. You win games you probably didn't think you would. Misses time during the offseason with a shoulder, which might still need surgery. He had hernia surgery. And now he's got a he's in a walking boot to start camp.
It sucks.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
That whole program, Billy Napier's outlook and everything kind of relies on him. And he does still need to develop. As good as we think he's going to be, he still does need some development inside of that system. So, I don't know, man. It's, you know, Florida's had a rough couple of years, and you thought things were trending up, and I still think they are. But, man, that's not good news out of the blocks.
It's definitely very unfortunate. We're going to pivot a little bit. I'm curious what it would take for you guys to switch your phone number. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Asking because I found this nightmare of a story. How long have you had your phone number for, Mike?
Since I was 16.
Okay. Yep. Bo?
I want to say sometime around like 18 or 19, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
I still have an 850 area code.
I've had the same phone number ever since I've had a phone.
Really?
And I got my first phone in fifth grade.
You know what, though?
Fifth grade.
I had a phone number in fifth grade.
I would expect everyone to say your age to say that. I do think it's a little bit different the older you get because cell phone. I remember I didn't have a cell phone in fifth grade.
You used to own your phone number either. Cell company used to own your phone number. Yeah,
you used to be able to, I think you could like pay a fee to take it to another company with you.
It was unfortunate. Like they could hold your phone number hostage when we were younger.
Yeah, you had to stick with one service, basically. Well, I want to tell you about a nightmare of a story because this couple, Jonathan and Natasha, they're from Canada. They're British Columbia. Their life is pretty much flipped upside down thanks to a t-shirt company. This company is somewhere in Long Island, 3,000 miles away, has no clue who Natasha and Jonathan are, but they put together this graphic t-shirt. And it's basically a cat, like a missing cat poster. And it has like cash reward, call for it. And it put a phone number on it.
Wow.
It's their phone number.
Wow.
And because of the cash reward, everybody is calling Jonathan and Natasha saying, "Hey, I saw Turbo." That's the cat's name. "I saw Turbo." "Give me the cash."
What a great name for a cat.
And they're saying like the calls are getting pretty harassing at this point because people are like, I see your cat. And they're like, no, our cat's name is Mouser and I'm looking at him
Mouser.
Right now.
See, that's not bad either.
And they called the t-shirt company. The t-shirt company has taken down the product. They're no longer selling it.
They're going to be sued.
But that's the thing. They offered no apology. They basically just said any fictional phone number that turned out to be real is unintentional.
No
apology.
No, they're going to be sued. Yeah. And a judge is going to be like, no, this is, no. You're
a judge ruling.
Yeah.
I mean, they deserve some kind of compensation.
Punitive damages for the freaking company. How about that? Like, that's just ridiculous. Well, you can't just say, our bad.
Right.
We disrupted your whole life, but our bad.
And they don't want to change their phone number because basically, so the zip code is, area code is 602. Basically kind of like 404 for Atlanta.
Sure.
You can't get a 404 number anymore.
No.
You can't get a 602 number anymore. So would you change it at that point?
All I can think about is, and a lot of people that remember this from 15, 20 years ago, John Parker Wilson was a victim of this. Sean Marino, Tim Tebow, when LSU fans got a hold of the phone numbers of opposing players and put them on message boards and started blowing them up. And I was with John Parker Wilson on a Thursday night before we played LSU, and his phone number got leaked. And it—I mean, he had to turn his phone off. He was like, "Check this out." Turns his phone on. Bzz, bzz, bzz,
oh man!
Bzz. He ended up having to change it. And I know that Noshon went through the same thing down at Georgia. So yeah, that's the only way I'd change it. If I couldn't even turn my phone on without it buzzing,
right?
That's exactly what would happen.
Or getting harassing calls about a
Touché.
Cat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cat ransom. But would you?
I think I have turbo right here. Yeah.
I would. I don't know. I would. A? I would try to hold out. I would just block. I would block every number that called me.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think at that point you're not going to block anybody that you maybe know. But yeah, I would be tough because, you know, my phone annoys me already at times.
Yeah, I've only changed my number once, and it was such a pain in the butt to remember who to tell.
Yeah.
I only forgot to tell one person really that mattered, and it was the guy that was running the Atlanta Falcons radio network at that time because I was working for the network. That was a big deal that I did not tell him my number was changed.
Wow, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hopefully they figure out what they're going to do. But coming up, we did have a chance to talk with Caden Ellis after practice yesterday. Where is he at 8 o'clock every single night? You'll find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.